This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Clela Rorix, a pioneering judicial clerk and recorder, has died at 78. She was the first county clerk to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Boulder County in 1975. Her LGBTQ allyship resulted in what she described as a huge onslaught of hate. She died in hospice care in Longmont following complications from a surgery. A defamation lawsuit from Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems against pro-Trump media outlet Newsmax is moving forward, despite efforts to get it dismissed. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
A judge in Delaware denied Newsmax's motion to toss out the lawsuit. Dominion has been at the center of false theories that the company's equipment switched votes from Trump to Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Dominion alleges that Newsmax knowingly allowed anchors and guests to make false and defamatory statements on air. Dominion has a number of other similar defamation lawsuits in the works, as does its former employee Eric Coomer, who had to go into hiding because of threats he faced over false claims that he helped rig the election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's workforce saw major positive trends last month. The state labor department says the unemployment rate fell to 3.5% in May. It's the state's lowest rate since February 2020, just as the pandemic ramped up in the United States. Colorado gained more than 15,000 jobs in May. This is CPR News.